Hi, hello. We are doing now the third shiur number 3 of the Hilchos Gittin, Evan Ezra Simin Kuf Yotes. So the halacha in Sivav tells us, Yochel Agarsha Beloy Daita, that a Medina de Gemara, a man can divorce his wife without her consent. Now, the Acharonim bring a question that it says, V'nosam b'yoda. He should place it in her hand. Now, there's a Gemara elsewhere that discusses whether the word v'nosan, placing, does it need to be with the consent of the one receiving it, or is it even without their consent? There is such a Gemara in Gittin. So the question is, if it says v'nosan as well by get, then shouldn't that tell you that it needs to be with her consent? So the Prichot Desher brings the Rajba that explains that the two situations are very different. The discussion in the Gemara there is where someone gives a get and it's conditional, a get al tanai. And he says, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you pay me a certain amount of money. So when the husband will receive this money, so then the get will go into effect. So there the question is, if you gave him that money when he didn't want to receive that money, the money was given against his will, is that considered given or not given? That's the question in the Gemara. So over there, the man, right, what he has a kinyan in the woman. The woman does not have a kinyan in the man, in the kedushin, in the nisuin. So when you want to do something against the will of someone, by thereby taking away something that's in his possession, that he has a kinyan on, so then if it says v'nosan, it needs to be consensual. Hence this case where a get was given conditionally. And now you want to give him that money that was the condition, but given to him in a way that is against his will, without his consent. So since by doing that you're going to be taking away something from him that is his kinyan, you can't do that. The v'nosan needs to be bedas. But over here, when the get is given to the woman, you're not taking away her husband from her, that's her kinyan. It's not her kinyan. It's not her possession. Therefore, even though it does say v'nosan, we are not going to have that same concept of plul that the v'nosan has to be willingly. Because why should it? You're not taking away something that's in her possession. So this explains, again, why although it says v'nosan, the get can still be given to her without her consent. Medina de Gemara, like we explained. Now, the next question is, here on the notes on page 40, can a husband give a get even if he is unable to pay her ksuba? So the Rama writes on the halacha that one can divorce his wife even without her consent. He says, and even if you can't pay her the ksuba, and then the dunya, she cannot refuse because of this the gerushin. Rather, the gerushin should go through. You can do it against her will. And then afterwards, she can sue him for what he owes her. So what exactly does the husband owe the wife? We said ksuba and the dunya. So what is ksuba and what is nadunya? Nadunya is translated as a dowry. So ksuba is the commitment that the husband makes in the contract that he will pay her the 200 zuz upon termination of the marriage. The nidunya, dowry, are assets and property that she brought into the marriage. Those are hers, not his. So upon termination of the marriage, he needs to pay up. So what the Rama is saying is that although he doesn't have the means whereby to pay the ksuba, or to give her back her assets that she brought in. In other words, if those assets, he had used them, and he obligates himself to pay a certain amount of money for those assets at the time of the marriage, we're not getting into that. He doesn't have the money, so it still doesn't make a difference. He can be megarsha, even bal karcha. Now, the Chalkas Mechaikik, the Cham writes that this din is not muskim. The Rashba disagrees. The Rajba writes in a tshuva that he has a Kabbalah from the Ga'inim that if her husband can't pay the ksuba, he can't divorce her. He has to be able to pay her the ksuba in order to divorce her. So what the Rajba writes. And the Rajba is discussing over there where he had a woman who was ill. It's costing him a lot of money to keep her. He'd rather give her the get and let her deal with it. So basically, if he can't pay the ksuba, he can't divorce her. And the Cham, Chachzmachai, goes to the extent to say that the Tshuvas HaRosh that the Ramah's quoting is, he says, only talking about in a case where she is mechuyev to be mekabel the get. It's a case where there is a very big mum. She has a very big mum. There's major issues, and there's no way he can live with this. Absolutely no way a human being can live with this. Therefore, she needs to accept the get. Under those terms, then, even if he can't pay, he should give the get. So this is the position of the Cham, although he says afterwards that the Rivash is mashmataka, that he still can give the get. The Beit Shmuel disagrees, and he says it depends. If it is a situation where it warrants a get, even though we recommend he's not, there's no mitzvah to, but it warrants a get. For example, Beis Hillel says that if she's giving him grief, it's a difficult to live with her. She prepares him the meal and she curses him. She gives him the meal and she turns her back on him and leave him eat alone. It's being difficult. So there, even though we still discourage it, it says in the Shulchan Aruch earlier that ve'ein roy loy lemaher l'shalech ishtay rishayna, a person should not be quick to do that, even though, again, she's giving him a hard time. So in such a case, but lemais at the end of the day, going to Beis Hillel, like we're saying, she's being difficult, so he could divorce her. So in such a case, he could divorce even if he can't give the ksuba. But in a case where it's not justified in Shulchan Aruch that he should give a get, he should rather not divorce. In such a case, he has to give the ksuba before he's able to give a get. For example, he says the case that the Rosh was talking about is she became ill. So she became ill. That's not a reason why you should divorce her. You have every right to divorce her. And if you give a get, it's a get. But at the end of the day, that's not one of the cases where Chazal and Shulchan Aruch endorse divorce. So in such a case, you'd have to pay up before. It's interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion, Halacha L'maisa, is not this way. It's like the Cham. And he says in Ois Yud Aleph that he goes through this, and without not an Ois Yud Aleph. Hold on, it's an Ois Yud Gimel. And in Ois Yud Gimel, he says the Rishonim are not disagreeing, and he's absolutely sure that the way you resolve this is in cases where we make the man divorce his wife. You make the man divorce his wife, and especially for an example by a nichpeh. A nichpeh means that she's possessed. She's manic. She becomes a maniac, or she's possessed. The other example is if she's a prutza, which we mentioned before. She's married to a woman who is very lascivious. She's probably being mezana. You have to divorce her. So in those cases, he gives the get, and you worry about the ksuba later if he doesn't have it. But any other situation, we would expect him to be able to pay the ksuba if he wants to give her a get. We'll hold on this topic. Let's move on to the next. On page 41, we begin talking about the Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, which the Ramah brings by us. Unless she's in violation of Jewish marital law, which is described in Hilchos Ksubos, you do not give a get Baal Karcha. This is a chaim of Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, who is Rabbeinu Gershom? It says Rabbeinu Gershom lived 1,000 years ago, and he was the Gadol Hador, and they made a very, very strong chaim, very, very strong chaim, on a couple of things. One of them we're familiar with is that you can't marry two wives. And this chaim was accepted everywhere throughout the Ashkenazi world, for sure, and in many places in the Sephardi world, and even if not, the Sephardi world also strongly discourages bigamy or polygamy, not to marry more. And even if you don't know, the Ochel Shulchan says, if you don't know if they have such a minig about marrying two wives, you assume that they have. It's a very chamamayid. He says, va'af gam ba'olam ha'chodosh, in reference to bigamy. Even in the New World, America or Australia, it's this takana is going to apply because most of the yidden that came there came from Europe. Okay. So we're familiar with this takana Rabbeinu Geshem 1,000 years ago, not to marry two wives. He also has a takana that you cannot give a get bal karcha. Now, over there, the Rama brings an opinion that Rabbeinu Gershom's cherem was only for the through the fifth millennia. Okay? So the first 5,000 years. But once we're beyond the first 5,000 years, and we are 783 years beyond that, it no longer applies. The Rama's opinion is not that way, and that we enforce the ban of marrying more than one wife, and that's it. Now, over here, the question is, can you force your wife to get a get bal karcha even nowadays? So the Pesach Yeshuva in Aishches brings a noida b'Yehuda v'gam l'inyan v'garish bal karcha loy kol ha'zman, the same way we say in Siman Aleph. But then in the brackets it brings that the get pashat had a suffix about it. When the Beis Shmuel, it could be divorcing bal karcha is more lenient nowadays. L'maisa, the fact that the Rama himself brings this halacha l'maisa, and the Rama is in the beyond the fifth millennia. We're in the year 5,783, and the Rama was also after the year 5,000. Shows you that it even applies nowadays. One cannot give a get bal karcha. It's a chem Rabbeinu Gershom. Chem Rabbeinu Gershom. Now, it's interesting though that the Beis Shmuel in Ois Zion, the Rama writes that even if he wants to give her the ksuba, he still cannot be megarish bal karcha. That's what the Rama was. Even if he wants to give her the ksuba, he can't. And the Beis Shmuel brings kei mashma and the smak and the tshuva sarash. But he does say that the Mordechai seems to say that if you're going to pay the ksuba in its entirety, you could divorce bal karcha. Yeah. Lamai said that's not done in practice. We do not allow a husband to give a get bal karcha. We do not allow. Now, so if the person does give a get bal karcha, that's bad news. He's in cherem, and that's a big issue, a very big issue. The question is like this: the words of the Rama. The Rama brings that ova v'girsha bal karcha b'zman hazeh v'nisas shul v'niish nikra varian. Meaning, he's no longer considered to be in contempt, in active contempt of violating this chayrim if she remarried. Now, he has to do tshuva on what he did, and as the Ochel Shulchan writes, to do tshuva, but we don't take action. However, before that is mashma, we do take action, and we do hold him in contempt of what he did, that he gave this get, he gave the get bal karcha. So, the Beis Shmuel, on the next page, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, he wants to say that if the Chem Rabbeinu Gershom is similar to other Takanas Chazal that restricted divorce, is the same way there, the Rama rules, that even b'diyavad the get isn't good, then it's possible that if he gives a get bar karcha, we say the same thing, that b'diyavad is she's not megareshes, it's not bad. And the Pesach Tshuva here in Sif Katan Zayin talks about this ba'arichis, that Valbote Dine Yisrael Lahoyrois Loy Shadayin Kol Yoim Vyoim Oiva Alacherim. Every day he's Oiva Alacherim. Lamaisa, though, others point out that in the Pesach Tshuva that they hold that the get is, she is divorced, she doesn't need another get, the get's a good get. However, the Eina get klo means Le'ini Chuva Ba'ala Ishtai. Since they are Cherim, so if he gives the get against her will, he would still be obligated to support her, to feed and clothe her, and house her until a get can be, until she consents to having received the get. So that's to the extent that there's an issue of giving a get bal karcha. Now, the question is like this, that we mentioned earlier there's a machlekes habayin ravi yavid mahani yavid lai mahani mesachtes tamura. There are some rishonim that pasuk like Rava, that yavid lai mahani. meaning if one transgresses an Isser, do we say that it actually went into effect, the action that he did? So here's an example. We have a Chemer Beinu Gershim, so that's a Chemer is binding. It's like being over an Isser. So he gave the get. So we should say, he Ovid Loi Mahani. If he did it, it shouldn't work. So why, Taka, doesn't it work? So over here on the Aruch HaShulchan and Oisei Zayin says that since by Kedushin we find that Kedushin is Tovsim B'chayvei Lavin, that means if one is Mekadosh someone who he is prohibited from marrying, it's a Chayvei Lavin, it's not the level of Karis, but it's the level of Chayvei Lavin, the Kedushin is Tovsim, it's Chal. An example would be Yavama Lashuk, a woman that needs Chalitza or Yivam, and someone else is Mekadosher, so that's a Lav. There we say that she'll need a get now from the person that gave the Kedushin. Kedushin Tovsim B'chayvei Lavin. So Zokta HaShulchan, since we see that regarding Kedushin, the Torah said that there is a Chalois, so Gershin is like Kedushin, and therefore we'll say the Gershin was in effect as well. In other words, we don't apply the concept Iyavid Mahani, Iyavid Loiv Mahani when it comes to Kedushin and Gershin. That's basically what he seems to be saying in this first Teretz. His other Nakuda is that there's a din in the Torah that if somebody is ma'anes, a woman, someone has relations with her against her will, so there's a mitzvah for her to marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Okay? He's not allowed to divorce her. Now, over there, the Gemara explains that even if he does divorce her, there's a mitzvah to him to take her back. So we see that the get is good. So therefore, we see clearly that by Gerushin, we don't apply the rule of Yavad Le Mahani. So a Mela, even those who show him the whole like Rava, a get that's given Bal Karcha, Bichal. We don't say Yavad Le Mahani. We don't say Yavad Le Mahani. So he says like this. He says, even though I said earlier that we are, if a person would divorce Bal Karcha, that we force him to marry her again or to settle with him, so he said, I said that the Gerushin works. And I said, I'm sorry, that only by a Ma'anes the Torah has a mitzvah he should marry back again. Why are we saying over here that we force him to come to terms with her, otherwise he has to marry her again? So he says that when I said that we're kaifa, meaning when someone gives a get bal korcha, you're kaifa that he should take her back if he can't fix the situation, he says, that's not me'ikar hadin. That's not me'ikar hadin. In other words, you attempt to force him, but push comes to shove, you won't be able to be kaif him if he really, really, really is going to push back. So it's a different level that you're kaif of him to go back. You see just an interesting thing from this discussion is in the first three sifim, you know, we spoke about when there are terms for divorce, when there is not. If someone gave a get, when he shouldn't have given a get, okay? Really shouldn't have given a get. So then maybe there would be a mitzvah minatayah for him to marry her, remarry her. Because the Torah gave the parish of Gerushin, but sort of said that really that it's only a mitzvah to do it in certain conditions. And if you didn't do it that way, then maybe you should marry her again. I mean, especially if it's not even for the right reason. So we know the get is chal, even if a person gave the get when he shouldn't have given the get. But maybe you don't. Maybe to rectify that, you would have a mitzvah to marry you back again. But you see over here, not that way. There's no mitzvah in a Torah for a person to get remarried to his grusha, he divorced. Of course, it's a very good thing to do. And that's a side effect. But it's not on the same level as where if somebody was in violation of being a ma'anes, where the Torah gave a lav of divorce, and then he gave divorce, then there's a mitzvah for him to remarry her again. It's not at all on that level of a mitzvah. Okay, now, the Rama brings another halacha, that if they did a get, and then it was a psul with the get, so the get has to be redone, in such a case, he says, you could be Megarish Bal Karcha. This is the din of the Kavai. Now, the next halacha is page 45. So the Rama brings is that Yesh Aimrim, the Bamokke Mitzvah Yochel Garish Ishtoi Bal Karcha, Oy Matirin Loy Lisa Beis Noshim. So Bamokke Mitzvah, then you could divorce a Bal Karcha. You could divorce a Bal Karcha Bamokke Mitzvah. So let's say they don't have children, they're married for 10 years, and he wants to give a get Bal Karcha. So you can do that, or you can allow him to marry a second wife. Over here, the Beis Shmuel brings in Sifkot Neches, in Shuvas Maran Padva, that he's matter rather that a get should be given Bal Karcha rather than giving a heter meya, meaning rather than allowing him to marry two women. The next din here is brought is the question which we spoke about at the beginning, if the terms of Rabbeinu Gershom's cherem, has it expired or hasn't it expired? So we discussed that. That's mentioned in Sif Aleph, Siman Aleph. In Siman Aleph, Sif Yud, Rabbeinu Gershom, Shochanor brings it, gave a cherem on marrying another wife, an additional wife. And he brings here that if a person is married for 10 years, didn't have any children, so then it wouldn't apply, the Ramah. Amnam yesh cholkim that hold Rabbeinu Gershom is even b'malka mitzvah. That's what they. That's what needs to be done. And in such a case, they would have to get what they call a heter meya rabbanim. So now that's beyond the scope of our conversation what a heter meya rabbanim is and how it works by two wives, because we're discussing hilchos gerushin and we're discussing where one can be divorced by a karcha. But basically. That's the halacha over there. The page 40. Page 44 is a tshuva to Noi Debi Yehuda. And that's brought here in the Pesachei Tshuva, Ois Vav. And this is one of the big chedushim of the Noi Debi Yehuda. And he discussed a case where somebody sent an agent to divorce his wife Bal Karcha, a shliach. So he says that it's a chem Rabbeinu Gershom is an isser. And so based on the concept of ein shliach ledvar aveira, he's not a shliach. And the gerushin is not a gerushin. And this woman remains an eshesish. That's what he said. Again, ein shliach ledvar aveira, to give a get Bal Karcha is an aveira. And so therefore, the get is not chal, there's no get, and she's still considered to be married. So he brings that there were those that disagreed with him, and they said that the whole din of ein shliach ledvar aveira is only that the mishaleach is not liable for what was done. Meaning if he sends a shliach to go be mechalel Shabbos, the mishaleach is not liable. Because divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishaimin, we say that the shliach had no reason Mechal Shabbos. It's his problem, not the Mishalech. But to say that the Shlichus is battle and the Maisa is not Kayim, did not happen, that they disagreed with him. So then he goes on to write a number of tshuvas to defend this concept that basically that Ein Shlichus Dvavir Taka says, if you sent to get with the Shliach and it was the wrong thing to do, then we're going to slay Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira. And the shlichus will be bottled, and she still is going to be, and she's still going to be an eshes ish. It's a nekuda. But that's when the mishaleach, the husband who's sending him, is doing the aveira. It'd be very different if the husband who's sending the get is doing the right thing, and for some reason the shliach is doing the wrong thing and doing an aveira. Let's say he promised he wouldn't give the get, and then he goes ahead and he gives the get, even though he said he wouldn't give the get. That would be very different, because he's still an agent of the mishaleach, and in that case, there's more reason to say the get is chal than this shaila of the Noi Debi Yehuda, where the husband was in violation of the halacha, and therefore he doesn't have the power to make a shliach to go and do and to do his shlichus. So that's the difference, Take, in this That's a talk of the difference in this case. They bring here in the middle something interesting, a Mishnah L'Melech, and the same idea that if somebody had stolen a lamb, and if he shechs it, he has to pay back. Right? He has to pay back four times. So if he steals the lamb and he gives it to a shliach, over here, Chazal tell us that we say yeshlich l'vavera. It's a special exception. It's an exception to the rule. But if he told him to do it on Shabbos, so then the question is, the one that sent him is not chayev skila for violating Shabbos. That's the shliach's problem. That's we say in shliach l'vavera. But according to the Navi Yehuda, shouldn't you say that that would obligate, though, the Mishalech to pay back four times? He would be chayv al being tavach umacha. He would be chayv for that reason. So that's what this shaila they deal with. Because, brought over here, Mechayv, it should come out that way. It should come out that if the ganif sends a shliach to shecht, so he'd be chayv to pay the alvehe. He'd be chayv to pay. If he sent him on Shabbos, it still shouldn't change the fact. It shouldn't be according to the those that disagree with the Noi Yehuda, right? But according to what the Noi Yehuda is saying, is that no, since you're sending him to do an aveira and he's not allowed to do it, so the whole shlichus doesn't work, and therefore Taka, the one that sent him, doesn't even have to pay dal vehe. Okay, we'll hold here, and I'm Mitchell Sam. Next year, we're going to continue with shear number 4.